If you do want to move abroad, you are someone who has that goal, that dream. Time does not wait for anyone. Time is not waiting for you.
I am your host, Busi Global, and you're listening to Keep Your Life on Track, a podcast where practical and actionable guidance is shared for the aspiring and current migrant, helping you navigate the process of pursuing your goals and thriving in a foreign land while taking care of yourself, with the underlying values to everything we do being trust, responsibility, accountability, collaboration, and kindness.
I've been having a number of conversations with different people in the past, and it feels like in the past 2 months, there's been a lot more people who have come to me saying, I've been following you for the past X amount of years. It might be 4 years. It might be I found you in the last year and I'm really interested in moving abroad, but I just haven't done anything about it. And some people have been scared of getting scammed. Some people have a big fear of the unknown. Some people, it might be financial reasons. There's a number of different reasons that people have stated for not actually acting on that. And if you do want to move abroad, you are someone who has that goal, that dream. Time does not wait for anyone. Time is not waiting for you. Things get more difficult. Processes get more difficult. Competition gets more stiff. So there might be a program that you looked at maybe 5 years ago that is a lot harder to move through now. I was just on a live on the Clock app, and somebody on there was sharing how their mother was denied. This was for the B1, B2 visa for the US. So you can visit, maybe if you have a conference or something business-wise to attend, you can apply for that visa. And when I did that visa 10 years ago, the process of getting it does not sound like it is as seamless as it was back then. And apparently there's a number of people who will get that visa and then overstay and end up being in the US illegally. So that has made that process as well be one that is a lot tougher than it was at some point. And this video is one that I'm not planning to do a whole bunch of editing on it, because the whole point of it is that I want to just have a conversation with you today. Because I know a lot of you who watch the content that I share are people who either have moved or you want to move, but for whatever reason, you have not made it possible for yourself because you're not taking action. And that's the reason why I say you haven't made it possible for yourself. Time is not waiting for you. And if you are somebody who is serious about moving to a different country for whatever reason, it might be for career opportunities, maybe you just want to experience life in a different place, because I think that's it's a good enough reason to want to do something like moving abroad. Because I don't believe that just because we were born in certain parts of the world, we have to stay in those certain parts of the world and never go out there and explore different things and or places. And being someone who visits a place or goes to a place on holiday is not the same as someone who goes and lives somewhere and actually experiences the way of life in a different place. And I know after I moved to Canada, it was around 6 months living in the Greater Toronto area where we were like, okay, let's go and explore this place that we moved to from a touristy perspective. If we were here as people who have visited Toronto specifically, what are people seeing? What are people doing? Let's do those things. And I got to experience and see Toronto in a very different way. After I had been going there, going to the office on a daily basis, we'd gone over weekends to go to different places, but exploring a place as a tourist and exploring a place or living in a place are two very different things. They are two very different things, but time is not waiting for you. If you want to move abroad, start deliberately taking actions and doing things that are going to help you move closer to that goal of moving abroad. If that means you are someone maybe who's saying, financially, I've looked at different programs, there's a lot of things that just don't make sense, it might be a good thing for you to be looking at securing that job. And you're like, yeah, Busi, I've been trying, I've been applying, but I'm not hearing back. And I say, if you are someone who has just been sending a bunch of applications and you say, I've applied to 100 places at this point and I haven't heard back from someone, maybe you want to take a step back. Take a step back and look at the way that you are going about it. Can you develop a list of particular companies that you want to target that align with whatever your experience, your skills are, and start targeting those companies where you will do outreaches to recruiters, to managers. You're going to do follow-ups, and you're going to make your applications tailored to those particular roles that you will look and see when you are applying or looking for roles rather at those specific companies. Because that's a very different approach to just throwing everything out there. And then considering how you could potentially even use the network that you might already have. If you're working for a company that has offices in different parts of the world, is there something you could be doing to stretch those relationships, to try and get some of those opportunities to work for you, you know? But time is not waiting. Time is not waiting. It is not on your side. And if you are someone who would like to get that help in navigating the process of living abroad and finding a job abroad, the program I had shared about for navigating living and finding a job abroad that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago is now open for sign-up. Sign-ups do close on the 9th of May, 9th or 10th of May. It's a Friday, if I'm not mistaken, 2024. So if you are seeing this after that, have a look at the description of this video. I will have updated if maybe I decide to make and do this program again. I'll add details to that on there. But whatever update I will have, I will make sure to keep the description of this video updated. But I wanted this to just be more of a one-on-one. Like, let's just, you know, let's stop with the wishing and the hoping and the I would like to, but whatever you insert after that. But what is in your control today? What could you be doing today? If there is a program in a country that you found, that you look at and you say, this is a place that I think I would like to move to. These are their requirements. What have you done with those requirements that they have? If maybe you've gone through the process of getting those requirements done for one country, is there another one that you could be considering? Because unless your goal is specifically about a country, then I get it. Trying every single angle that you can to move to that one specific country, I get why you would put your entire focus there. But for certain countries and certain programs, having that experience, the international experience of working or living in another country outside of the country you were born in, is something that can actually help you get into another country, because it shows that you are someone who has that capacity or capability of going somewhere else, doing the things in another place and making it work. And maybe you can come and you do the same here. So there's countries who have programs that can give you an advantage, a more competitive advantage, if you are someone who has gone and lived and worked in another country. So if your goal is a specific country, is there another place that you could maybe attempt to go to and make it work and then go back to that initial country that you actually wanted to move to? You know, it's like just open up your thinking and the things that you try to make your dreams come true, whatever your goal is. Because it's important, I think, to have a very clearly defined goal for why you want to move, because it's going to be a challenging journey. I don't think I have met one person who has immigrated somewhere and said, ah, smooth sailing all the way. You know, I've just been chilling. I've just been having the time of my life. There's ups, there's downs. And I think that's something that a lot of you know already. But what is your goal? What is that thing that is going to keep you focused on what you want to achieve and do? I ask that if you are that person, you're like, yeah, I would like to do this, but I've had my butt for the past 4 years, 3 years, whatever, however long it's been, every single week, one day in a week, one day is a doable time frame, one day every single week for at least an hour, you are doing one activity that is going to help move you forward towards your goal. Whether that is putting together your target list of companies that you want to focus on getting a job through, whether that is gathering the documents or preparing for some or other test or thing that you might have to do that is a requirement in the country that you want to move to. Do one thing every single week for the next year. And let's chat after a year on where you are with your progress. And I can tell you now that there's a number of you who will reach out if you do this, who will say, I did that one thing every single week to help me move forward towards my goal of moving abroad, living abroad, whatever that looks like for what you want to accomplish and do with your life. I did the thing and now I am in this country or that country or that country. And for people, because I know these are comments that I have received from some people who will say, oh yeah, you know, all of you who are leaving, going to other countries, you're going to come back. I say, so what? So what? Because you will have gone out there. You will have experienced living abroad. And that is experience that nobody could ever take from you. Regardless of whether it was good or it was bad, there's things that you will learn from it. And another side of it that I will just call on you to look at is, as much as you are doing your due diligence and looking at the pros and the cons, what goes on in here, your mindset, your state of mind in thinking about the thing that you want to accomplish. If you constantly only focus on and dwell on those negative things that could happen, might happen, don't be surprised if that ends up being your reality, because that is what you are creating in your own life. Consider things that you might need to look out for, things you might need to do differently just to make your own life easier. But don't dwell so much on the negative that your entire life experience and living abroad experience ends up just being that. And then you get surprised at the results of what you created, because it all started here with what you were thinking. And then it trickled down to things that you ended up doing in the world and the way that you ended up showing up in different spaces. There's a lot that can be said, but I'm specifically talking to you if you are someone who is saying, I want to do this. I would like to experience this. That is something that you can definitely pursue. But for as long as you're not doing anything about it, I can tell you now, chances of something happening are very slim. They're there because things can happen at different points in life that are just the most unimaginable or unthinkable. And you're like, this thing just happened and I got this to work without doing anything. But for the vast majority of us, of you will need to take some kind of action to make your dream come true, to reach that goal that you have. So time is not waiting. It is not waiting for you to get your stuff together. Every single week, one day in the week, for an hour, you are doing one thing that is going to move you closer to reaching your goal. Make a commitment to yourself to say, I will do at least one thing that is going to be moving me towards achieving my goal of living abroad or finding a job abroad. Okay? I look forward to hearing some of the progress that I know a lot of you are going to have if you just stick to it and keep showing up and keep consuming the kind of content that actually helps move you towards whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. And I wish you the best of luck. I wish you all the best in every single thing that you wish for your life.
Help yourself make more informed decisions. Subscribe to the podcast and keep your life on track with me, your host, Boosie Global. I'll see you on the next episode.